Kweku.
Hey, this is King George. Don't forget to listen to African Safari each and every Tuesday between the hours of 1 to 2 p.m.
African Safari brings to you music from the continent of Africa, east, west, north and south, and also beyond the borders of Africa where African music have had some influence.
Make sure you listen to each and every Tuesday African Safari on WMNF 88.5.
And we are back through with WMNF 88.5. This is Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete. This is Walter L. Smith II, along with the fourth member's estate, which will be me, Yumiko, and Alvaro. We are the Sunday Forum, and Walter, you are back on air.
And Getulio.
Yes, and Getulio.
Good morning, everybody. Again, this is Walter L. Smith II, the voice of the Tampa Bay area, here on the Sunday Forum on WMNF 88.5 Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete. Our guest contributor is Getulio. Getulio Molatieri is on air with us this morning. It is now seven minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock a.m. here on your radio dial. Let me tell you, we are in a remote area right now doing our thing. I am still, and I think everybody heard last week, I'm still with my family. But my wife says, you know what, Walt, go ahead, you need to do the show. Because you got a lot on your mind, you got to talk to the people, you got to let the people know what your thoughts are about this issue. You know, who do you think we are? We have a lot of issues out there, folks. And before the NPR break, we were discussing the issue of public health and this issue of who do you think we are, being placed in situations historically where we are behind enemy lines. We are in a red line area, red zoned area, where, you know, historically we are in medical deserts or food deserts. And, you know, and whenever the policies are supposed to be put in place in order for us to be able to put together our food, our gardens, or whatever it is that we're trying to do to resolve these issues ourselves, there's always some sort of brick wall. I remember the group right now, Urban Progress Alliance, right? Getulio, when Urban Progress Alliance was trying to put together their garden, you would think that it would be okay for them to put their garden up and begin to do the work that needs to be done. It's their land, right?
Right.
They had to go through rezoning. They had to go, and when they did go through the rezoning, they gave them all types of problems. And then they had the brick wall. So we have our brick wall, right? And so with the brick walls, does that stop us? No, it does not stop us. It does not stop us. Because in fact, it encourages us to continue to do what needs to be done in order to create these hubs of resources, to get these hubs of resources created in our community. But there's always something, right? There's always something.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to touch on that and expand on it a little. You know that I pay attention to all politics, whether it's local, state, federal. Like right now, Joe Biden and the Senate and the Congress are trying to get the COVID-19 relief package passed with the stimulus that should be coming in the middle of March. And you know, now it's the fight over $15 an hour, right? And you know, the people who read the studies know that the minimum wage should be $24 an hour adjusted for inflation. So $15 an hour is already compromised. But now all of a sudden, the parliamentarian, who's ever heard of a parliamentarian, right, that pays attention to politics at the casual level, all of a sudden the parliamentarian gets raised up to this position of power where, oh, no, they knocked down to $15 an hour because it's against the rules in the Senate. Like, come on. You know what I mean? If President Joe Biden wanted to pass an executive order to make $15 an hour minimum wage the law of the land, he could do that. And then good luck to the president 4 years from now or 8 years from now that wants to take down that $15 an hour minimum wage, right? Because the president that attempts to do that becomes the most unpopular president in the history of the United States. You know it as well as I do. We see this happening with disparities all over affecting the Black and Latinx communities. It's always, oh, my hands are tied, we can't do this, we can't do that, and it's because of the rules or decorum or the system or the structural, the institutions think, no, you got to change that. Who do you think we are?
But like, it ain't the bad part,
right?
Brother.
We know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And what really infuriates me in each area that we are going to be discussing today is the fact that there is there's always bad policy being placed in order to try to preempt whatever it is that's being done that can make a better quality of life for our community.
Right.
And when we try to do it, there is a brick wall, that proverbial brick wall that you're talking about, each time it's being placed in our way. And it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I think we have a phone call in. Caller? Hello, caller?
Well, it's Life.
Hey, Life, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well, my man. How about yourself?
All right.
I really want to appreciate the show, number one. It's always good to hear your voice on the airwaves on Sunday morning, man. Keeping the
Thank
issues.
You, up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
you. Oh yeah, for sure, man. Like I can hardly hear you while I'm on the phone. I can hear you clearly while I was listening to the show while on hold, but hearing you is a little bit more challenging. So forgive me if I don't respond like I hear you well, but. So I was saying, man, I really appreciate your voice on Sunday mornings and this show. And I call in when I think I have something that might help. You know, hopefully a lot of Africans still listen to this show on Sunday mornings. And we want to make sure that we say things to Africans that empower us to take control of our lives. And that's what we need. We have to take control of our lives. Not only have to talk more, I agree. You know, I think it was Jutilio who said something like, to your question about, who do we think we are? Who do they think we are? Well, I can't remember exactly which question you asked. And I know you asked
who do they think we are?
But I think it was a question. There was some question you asked, Jutilio, that elicited the response that we don't talk enough or we need to talk more. And I agree. At the same time, in talking more, we need to make sure that we're saying the right stuff because we've been, we're good at talking. We talk a lot, it's a lot of shows on the radio, before your show, before you took over the show, there were shows. And I mean, we talk a lot, man, but the thing is we have to start saying the right stuff. We have to start saying that it is absolutely imperative for African people and everybody else to take control of their lives. I listened to this clip that y'all played of some 11-year-old who I guess, did her best at analyzing the world. Oh, and by the way, Andrew Joseph, who was killed by at the hands of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department because they unleashed him into traffic at nighttime. He wasn't 16, 17. He wasn't close to grown. He was a 14-year-old boy. As I think Sky White might have mentioned, who came from a two-parent home, Shelby, he wasn't no street dude, Like, so he was a young man who at the very least, needed the Hillsborough County Sheriff to treat him as a young man, a 14-year-old boy. So not 16, 17, I just wanted to make that clear, man. Andrew Joseph, and he was the kind of example that we want in our community. You know, we want to see him grow up to be like, somebody that younger people can point to as they grow. So he was a good guy. I never had the opportunity to meet him, but I've known his parents since that horrendous date, and I've gotten to know him through them. And everything about him says that he was the kind of example that we need to nourish and allow to grow up in our community. I'll get back to the point. I just wanted to clear it up about Andrew Joseph because it's important that, we say this stuff. And so this 11-year-old says that we it doesn't matter where we come from and we're all the same. No, that's not right. And I know some people want to adopt that and jump on that and maybe felt warm and fuzzy when they heard that. But no, it does matter where we're from. It does matter that we are Africans. The national question is crazy. It does matter that we know that this land ain't our land. I hear Negroes all the time talking about we built this country, and since we built it, we own it, or we owe some. Listen, this land belongs to the indigenous people, to this land. And it's politically backwards and reactionary for us as African people to try to, you know, latch on to the theft of the land of the indigenous people just because we were made to work on the land. No, we got to side with the indigenous people and say that it's your land and you deserve your land, and we're going to do everything we can to get, help you get your land, and we need you to do everything you can to help us get Africa back. But we can't do that if we don't know where we're from, if we don't know that it matters where we're from, and we sure can't do it if we think we're all the same. Because we ain't all the same. Some of us are colonized, some of us are colonizers. Some of us are bandits, and some of us are people working hard to get rid of the bandits. So it does matter who you are, it does matter where you're from, and I hope that some of this stuff I said just now is important. I want to say this right quick as an announcement, kind of like a PSA. The Tampa's second Black History Calendar is coming out today. The first one came out last year on the last day of Black History Month, because we don't really, you know, get caught up in the mudslide of the Black History stuff. So we put the Tampa's Black History Calendar out on the last day of Black History Month. And so, brother, if I'm correct, I think you made the calendar. So, you know, keep an eye out for it. And, I just wanted to, you know, drop that, man. Get the calendar, you know, go to Facebook, holler at me, you know, 813-810-3582. Because it's important, man. We have to make sure we know who we are and where we're from. And, you know, the Tampa's Black History Calendar is part of that effort. I appreciate you so much for taking the call.
Hey, man. Thank you, brother.
And I'm cool sticking around if you have anything to say. I can hear you much better now, by the way.
All right. No problem, brother. Listen, man, it's always good to have you on the show. I did not know that I was in the calendar at all. And if I am, you know, I really, you know, that's I'm flattered. I'm truly flattered. Truly flattered by that and honored by it, brother. Very, very good point. All very good points. You know, undeniable that when we talk about the land and we talk about where we are or where we're from and who we are, that's a very, very big issue that we have to talk about when we talk about who do you think we are? You know, where are we placed? How are we placed this? And what do we do about it? What do we do about it?
And so
we have to have that conversation. That's the conversation we are there. Brother, thank you so much for your being on the air with us this morning. Jatuyo?
Yeah, what's going on, Walter?
Oh, Walter, I just want to let you know that we have we have another caller on the line.
Okay, let's take him. Let's take him.
It's going to be Shane.
All right, Shane, welcome to the Sunday Forum.
Hi, Walter, how you doing, sir?
Oh, we're all right, Shane, we're all right. You know, we're just concerned, man. We want to hear from everybody about, you know, who these people think we are.
Well, you know? Walter, I feel that we had great people who spoke up for us. And we remember these great people during times like what they call Black History Month or whatever, during February. But we pick and choose the same ones every year, same ones all the time. I've been listening to Fred Hampton and others. Those people told us who we were back then. But for some reason, the powers that be pick and choose the more passive ones, the ones that really don't care too much more or less than about finances and so on and so forth. I'm still hurting for the young people who locked up during all this time, ain't getting no legal rights at all right here in Tampa, over in Bartow, right here across the bridge in Pinellas County. They're not getting any of their legal help now. They're treating us like the animals that they say we are. And the majority of us out here ain't doing anything. I give you my number, 813 646-0106. Anyone who's willing to help us to get these people some form of legal help or some form of help, letting me know that we love people who did bad things. We love people who in jail. These people are not animals. We sit back and we forget about them just like the homeless on the street. We forget about them. But yet we say we care about anything. We care about nothing but whatever's in our face at the moment. My problem is my problem, but those problems are all our problems. These people sitting in these jail cells right now with no due process, who haven't had a thorough hearing, who haven't even got charged, sitting in there. A guy sat in there for 7 months just for another inmate to help him to get his bond reduction, and then they threw the case out. Man, that's horrible. Do you know how much the man lost in that time? Man, his family had to pay for phone and trying to take care of him in that. But we don't even think about that. We need to come together and at least fix the broken justice system. Then it can be some justice for some of us or somebody, because there's no justice for us. That's why they can poison us with the water or put us in bad communities with poisons coming out the ground. They can do that because we only care about me keeping my cars okay, me keeping my house okay. Whoa, don't you know they're raising my land taxes? Man, you guys, people ain't got no land. They're sitting in these jails, getting treated, losing everything, getting treated like animals. And we don't even care. We pass by these states that these are jailhouses, the prison, whatever, and don't even think about it. We need to think about these people. We need to come together somehow and let the world know that those are people, not animals, not the new slaves. These are people. And so,
right,
anybody
right,
want to do something, man, 813-446-0106. I mean, WTMP 88.5, y'all don't talk about that. Y'all, these people are people, man. And the people who listen to y'all got people. The 88.5, I've been in prison. 88.5, they listen to you all the time thinking that y'all are going to care for us. We think that. But I hear what y'all... Come on, man. They actually believe in y'all. They believe that y'all care for the people who don't have anything. They don't think, well, hey, the money ain't coming, so, but I know WTMP cares. I know that 88.5 cares. Man, these people, they think that in their heart, but they ain't seeing it on paper, man. They don't hear it. You ain't gonna hear them on Channel 13, Channel 9, how they mistreating the people in the prisons, in the jail, how they overcharging them, how they, man, come on. But they think that y'all would say this. They're thinking that you would push the issue because they think you care. I think you care. I think you care. But I ain't seeing nobody care. I met Sister Connie standing outside the courthouse. I never forgot it. I love her with all my heart and soul because I seen her and others fighting for real against a system that was laughing at them. Come on, man. We need some help out here, man. Some help.
All right. It's all right, fight.
Please
all right.
Help.
Well, one of the things, let me stop you right there. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, one of the things that falls right in line with our discussion today has to do with that issue. You know, who do they think we are? You know, so your topic or that particular subject certainly falls in line with much of what we're talking about right now, without question, as we talk about where we are right now in this society, why we are being incarcerated in the manner that we're being incarcerated, overcharged, and being charged for things that we ought not to be charged for, right? And or those people who are incarcerated who have some serious issues that are taking place behind bars. Again, I go back to the fact that we have Representative Diane Hart, who has been outstanding on that issue of trying her absolute best in order to try to improve the conditions that exist behind those bars. That's a terrible place to be. That's a terrible place to be. And I, you know, but we do what we can to help the brothers out there, those brothers who are behind the bars. Believe me when I tell you, you know, we are going to research some more and find out more so that we can have a discussion that needs to be had with regard to this particular issue. Because we know that there are things that are happening that are terrible things that we need to treat. I say terrible, but they are terrible. They're worse than that. But whatever it is, believe me when I tell you, we need to research, we need to figure it out, and we try to find out what it is. Send me the letters. Let me know what some of those issues are so I can read those letters. I have read some of those letters that have come through, but usually when I read those letters, they are with respect to something that's being discussed on the outside as opposed to something that's happening behind bars. So
the letters don't always make it up.
Let me tell you, hold on. We got some other calls that out there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I've got to take those calls. So what I'm going to do is, if you will please, do what I ask on that, okay? Make sure that if there are people that are writing, tell them to write to us and send to my box, okay, about some of those issues so that we can try to organize and talk about those issues. Right now, we want to expand some more on some other things that are happening, but this is one of those things that is happening, okay? And we want to be attentive to that. Just like we're being attentive to everything else that's going on out here, all right?
Yeah, it's been happening for a long time, and it's only getting worse, and no one's watching it. And everyone's saying, sooner or later, we're going to do something about it. But sooner or later, when I'm sitting, see, until you sit in there and lose everything over nothing, you really don't understand how hard it is for those people and those people's loved ones who's out here who's paying the crazy phone bills. When the phone is pricing near free now, but
right,
paying the crazy phone bills. The feeding the inmate that we send money for they can eat. When they paying what, four times the amount for a soup that you would pay for out on the street. Why? We don't even question that. We don't even care about that because at the moment we're not in that situation. They shouldn't put themselves in that situation for we're safe. When a lot of those people
right,
put themselves in that situation. Just like you said, who do they think we are? We're someone they can lock up and no one would care about. All they got to do is say they did it. Did what? Whatever we say they did it. Well, they shouldn't have did it. Black folks, white folks, red, Chinese, Spanish. Once we come together as one people, instead of worrying about the color of our skin or the way we once was and say, well, this is where we are now, treat us all like you treat the rich. Treat my poor behind like you treat the big money people. Give me some of that, what the President X, the one who just left, what's his name? Treat me like Donald Trump. Give me some of his gestures. Give me some of his gestures.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. They call him the Teflon Don now, right?
Teflon for real. Nothing stick to him.
Yeah.
Give me some of that gesture. Let my people say it didn't happen and it don't happen. Instead of one man saying it happened and this is how it happened and the whole world believes it. No proof necessary. We can't afford to sit and lose our life like that. And it's not just about them making money. It's about them being able to say, well, the reason why we got to hire people from different countries to come over and do the job because there's too many felons or too many people. No, man, give us our job. Give us our opportunity. Stop screwing over us. We here and we just want to make money and be like everybody else. But we got these people sitting in jail with no bond. We can't get bonds. We ain't got no court date. That's been sitting in there for months. Let's blame it on COVID. Man, you can visit. You can do everything on that tablet thing, but they can't have court on tablet.
We're wrong as a nation.
We all are wrong. If one of us is wrong, allowing this to happen, each and every one of us is wrong. I'm wrong.
You're right. Hey, brother,
I just want you to fight. I love your voice, I love your compassion, and I know you're a wonderful fighter. I think your cousin said you're an eighth of a fighter, but I know you're a wonderful fighter. Fight with us, baby. Fight again.
All right, man. You got it, brother.
I love you, my brother.
All right. Love you too, man. Thank you, brother. We appreciate
you,
okay? All right,
yes, sir.
Walter, we have another caller on the line, Lester.
All right, let's hear from Lester. Lester, who do they think we are, Lester?
Hey, I'm in Sarasota, man. I just wanted to respond to Shane, man, because he called with that same line every time, and I understand where the brother coming from, but you got to look at it also too. It's like, if you commit a crime, what you think gonna happen to you when they arrest you? Then you get in jail, you don't have no money, you don't have no money for bond or anything like that. Then you disrespect the community. Then you disrespect the people in the community. You get in trouble, and you won't help. Now, I understand for innocent people that get locked up. I understand that part. But you got a lot of people that be out there committing crime and doing wrong, and we know who they are. When I raised my sons, I told them straight up, when you go to school, you go to school, you listen to the teacher, and you learn. Don't you be out there doing nothing wrong. If you need something, you talk to me. And I told them to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. I had people in my family who done the wrong thing, so I understand that right there. But sometimes, man, ain't nothing you can do to help people if they don't try to help themselves. Everything starts at home, man. You got to have show responsibility. Your parents got to show responsibility. You got to want to do something, want to make be better. And be better in the community and everything. So I understand all that stuff about them being locked up because I had a brother that got locked up too. And his ass deserved to be because he was a fool for what he did, okay? And ain't nothing you can do. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. That's all I got to say later.
Well, James, before you hang up, James, you there? He's gone? All right. Well, let me just say this, folks, because this is important. That we understand that there are conditions that exist behind bars that are bad conditions. There are circumstances where, you know, if there's no reason you should be sitting behind bars and you're not charged with anything, but there are people clearly where this is happening. And when we talk about that type of issue, with regard to, black folks, that is one of those things where I would say, you know, who you think we are. They take full advantage of who we are, as black folks, and the social determinants that are laid out there to have people think that they can take advantage of us, while in the system. Or not, when you talk about people who are not charged, if you're not charged, why are you sitting behind bars? That to me, is a recipe for disaster, much like what we saw, years ago with young Khalif Browder.
Yeah.
If you remember that story with Khalif Browder, you know, that was not right. That man sat there behind bars for 3 years, at Rikers Island at 15 years old. For nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not even charged with anything.
Yeah. Walt, can I say something?
Sure.
Yeah, it's... You're talking about cash bail now. And this is something that I'm very much in line with several activists and advocates out there, you know, and I've marched for it before and demonstrated on it before. I'm very much in line with the ACLU on it. Just to let people know that it's possible. Like Governor Pritzker out there in Illinois, they just passed a bill. He just passed the bill that eliminates and abolishes cash bail. This is the first in the country. And there has been major reform in regards to cash bail out in New Jersey and New York. So it's possible. And this is something that, I agree. You know, I agree that it needs to be abolished because it criminalizes black people. It criminalizes Latinx people. It criminalizes poor people where you might get nabbed for a crime that you didn't do just because some police officer is being lackadaisical and wants to go home. The racial profiling or whatever is going on the radio is like, let me just snatch up the nearest black man and call it a day so I can go home to my family. He does that. And this man ends up in jail for 2-3 months waiting for his due process. And he can't, and he's stuck in there because he can't afford the bail. And it wasn't even him. And then when those 3 months are up and he's talking to an attorney, you know, who guarantees that the public defender is going to be a good public? That's not to say that there aren't good public defenders out there. There are many good public defenders out there. It's an honorable profession. But what happened, you know, luck of the draw, our innocent black man gets a bad public defender and says, you know what, you should take the deal. You should take the deal. You should take the plea deal because it'll be a lot easier for you to go home. And the time that you already put in jail will go towards your time served, right? And so what happens is that if that person, and this person, let's assume that this person has a clear record. What happens is that if they get caught up in some other mistake or what have you, and they find themselves in the criminal justice system again, you know, they're gonna have that on their record for a crime that they didn't do because of cash bail, right? So this is something that we need to organize here in Florida.
That's just unresolved.
And so we like the system is built in a way that is like, who do you think we are, right? This goes from everything to the criminal justice system that needs reform to public health and environmental racism in our communities. You know, you know about the conference that happened out there in St. Petersburg at the USF St. Pete campus, right?
Absolutely.
A whole bunch of state senators and Republican state representatives patting themselves on the back because they're going to invest $100 billion or some ridiculous number on seawall. What's that going to do? That's not going to solve the issue. It's who do you think we are? You think that we're so stupid that you're putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound is going to fix the bullet wound? Nah, bro. You need to take the bullet out. You need to take the bullet out and put disinfectant on it, and then you put the bandage on it.
Let's talk about the conference. Let's talk about that for a moment, for a second. That is disturbing. That's very disturbing. Because once again, here's a discussion that we're talking about, right? Same type of discussion that we were discussing before at the top of the show. Same type of discussion that's being had where this report is coming back to us from elected officials who are making these comments that seem to placate people enough that we'll just pass it over. Now, with environmental issues, and especially this issue of seawalls, and we're talking about, so you talk about seawalls, like you said, the seawalls and climate change, ain't but so much seawalls that's going to help any black community.
Nope.
Ain't no seawall. Listen, when we talk about narratives of things like that, see, that's where things get blurry all the time. Or there's a big omission, a big old gaping hole in that discussion. The big old gaping hole, and I hope everybody's listening to what I'm saying, the big gaping hole that is left there is the issue of, you know, okay, what happens when we have that gypsum dust that is poisoning people in, say, South County, South Hillsborough County? What's happening there? What's happening to the people who are breathing in the bad air that is predominantly killing and making sick black folks, where, you know, because you make bad policies or won't go ahead and switch over to solar energy?
Right. No, it's ridiculous, man. And the justification
these kids
is
walk around with air quality issues, and we have COVID right now that's compounded with the health issues that are killing our kids.
Yeah.
Where is that? Where you know? So who the hell do you think we are? We're not your kick around people. We're not your kick around people. We're not your. You know, we're just sitting here. We're not just going to sit here and let you just continue in this pathway of bad policy. Who do you think you are? Who do you think we are?
Right. No, and if you
know who you think you are.
Well, and it's funny because they think that we don't understand. They think that no, because we, you know, it's climate. They don't read. They don't understand. It's like I was at the conference and I called out all the elected officials there. I was like, "You're not solving the issue. Putting seawalls in wealthy white neighborhoods is not going to do nothing for the black and brown community. It's not going to do nothing, and especially long term, because you're not doing nothing about the problem that creates the issue in the first place, right? Which is climate change, which is due to the fossil fuel industry. They don't want to talk about that. It's like, all right, we'll just put up seawalls in these wealthy neighborhoods to protect these wealthy neighborhoods from property damage. But
we'll
they're not talking about
emissions. We'll keep having these emissions, right? We're going to keep having the emissions.
They won't talk about
our airways.
They won't.
Unbelievable. Folks, call in 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. Who do you think we are? Who do you think we are? I think we have some more phone
calls. Yo, Walter, we do. We have two other callers. We have Daryl and Floyd.
Daryl.
Okay.
Welcome to the Sunday Forum, man.
Hey, Walter.
Daryl, what's happening, man? Who do they think we are?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I'm cold calling you because I of coming into like the middle of your subject. I think I kind of got an understanding of what you were talking about. I'm not going to stay long because I know you got another caller on the line. But who do they think that we are? If I could play the devil's advocate for right now, let me put myself in that instance. I think that you are a people that no matter what subject we try to bring up, we can never pinpoint you. No matter where we come from, whether it be policing, whether it be politics, whether it be health, it's too fractionalized. If that's a brand new word I'm bringing up. That we can never pinpoint and never bring any satisfaction to you people. And don't let me say it like that, making you think that I'm being bigoted as a prejudice by saying that. But some of you people, you are in this realm, and some of you people are in that realm, and some of you people are in this realm dealing with one subject. That's who I think you are. I think that you are a people that are highly entertaining, very athletic in sports. You sing very well. You're very gifted in singing and stuff like that. That's who I think that you people are. Who do I think that you people are? As I said in the beginning, no matter what subject I may bring up, I can't never find you. I can't never seem to satisfy everybody else. Some of you are spiritually and emotionally disturbed. That's who I think you are. If I was to be able to change the color of my skin, and I'm coming from that standpoint, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying right now. That's who I think that you are. They don't seem to understand that we are human beings just like white folk, just like Latino folk. And if I could say that Latino folk, we have many black folk who are in the Latino community. We have some black people who are in the Asian community and other minorities. If we could say the Italian, Irish, believe it or not, yes, we are there. Who do you think that we are? Or who I think that you are? We are human beings just like you. We strive for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If I could go into Walter's home, if you have kids, you want the best for your children. Want them to be able to go to a movie and not be harassed, or drive down the street, not be harassed, or hopefully get stopped by the police and don't know if they're going to come home or not come home, be murdered. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We want the same thing for the most part that white folk want. that people in the Latino community want. Irish, we could go down there, but we don't have the time for that. That's who we really are. We're human beings, just like you. And when you come up with different issues that you want to address, if I could say something like the other person was saying, talking about seawalls, okay, that's good for people who live in coastal communities and mainly who are white and stuff, but what are you going to be doing for South St. Pete? What are you going to be doing for people in Robles Park? What are you going to be doing for people in Jackson Heights or in Belmont Heights? What are you going to be doing for people you talk about who live close to gypsum stacks when the wind blows and that dust is going, whatever? You know what scientifically is going to be affecting the people like that. And just to say, well, we can't do nothing about it. Well, that's just the break. Y'all chose to live there. No, but you chose to put a gypsum stack there. And you, we're a people. Who are you people? You're a people who we can necessarily ignore because you're so fractionalized and you won't band together to try to tackle a certain issue like that. That's who I think that you are. If I could play the devil's advocate, is that we would have somebody who would be white, who would be... I don't like dancing around the elephant. That's the elephant that's in the room. I'm white. I have the power. I'm in a position to really do stuff, but I'm not going to really do what I think that should be done. You like, on a national level, I don't need it alone like this. On a national level, talking about the $15 minimum wage and then, you know, the checks that are going out for stimulus relief. Well, the hardest hit community with this pandemic, they're African American. They're black people. And deep down in the recesses of some people's hearts, like Mitch McConnell, they don't want them checks to go out because we don't want them to get anything. People are just so dark-hearted like that. That's where we are. That's who I think that you people are. Walter, you're still on the line.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
You
call, man.
And you have to respond honestly that if that's how you think that we people are, you people are crazy and you're committing suicide because with the hole that you dig for us, you eventually are going to fall in it yourself. That's all I have to say, Walter.
Amen. Thank you, brother. We appreciate your view on that and definitely the way that you presented that. Brent, thank you very much.
Yeah, there's two more callers, Walter. One is Ron on line 3 and then Floyd on line 5.
All right, let's get Vaughn on line 3. Welcome to the Sunday Forum, Vaughn.
Ron, you're having a lot of feedback.
That's not me.
Oh, okay.
I don't have anything on right now. That's just the computer behind me.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Can you hear me?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I was just sitting here listening, and I'm getting the divergency of the community's approach to an ongoing saga. You feel me? I mean, my question would be this here. Do we need the government to feed our communities and straighten our communities out, clean up our communities? I don't think so.
No.
And at the same time, we allow that to happen to our young people by the criminalization of them. And that's what their brother was talking on because I saw that a long time ago. And there's hardly nothing you could do because of the fact that what happens is when they separate the families, the daddy from the mother, albeit that it comes by some kind of manifestation, they take the power away from them and then they start that engagement of criminalization because it's a displacement and it's an economical thing for society. That's who they think we are. That's what they use us for fodder. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or just wood on the fire. This thing been burning so long, they've been throwing, sacrificing us since coming to America, coming out again. Since we come to America, we've been getting sacrificed as the lamb, the sacrificial lamb. That's who they think we are. That's what I see. I mean, from studying religion and politics and everything else, we're the sacrifice, we're the goat, sacrificial lamb, because of people, our own people, we perish for lack of knowledge. You hear one brother knowledgeable, then you hear the other brother say, if you commit the crime, do the time. Please don't use those bashed up white people slogans on us, because nobody paid for slavery. They did a crime. Nobody paid for that. Nobody done the time. We still doing the time for that right there crime. See what I'm saying? I hate that it rhymes, but that's what I'm saying. We still doing the time for their crime, and they never paid for that. So how can you jump from way over there to the youth, and then that's a disconnect for the youth right there. If they understand their history, they already see that you flawed by playing them like that. They already see that you flawed, but you just want to have something nice and look down your nose. Everybody can see it. You know, don't look down your nose. It's okay to have things, but you're supposed to know contribution is a better part of a person. If you can do it, if you can't do it, don't do it. I mean, I understand that people take advantage in all situations. That's what we got. But we got to go past and beyond that, because there's always loopholes, and we always looking for the loophole to turn our back and turn our cheek on our brothers and sisters. And I think that in it and of itself should have came to an end at the end of 2020. You know what I mean?
Right. You should have had enough of it.
Yeah, you had a man up there promoting it.
I mean, I saw
when they had the insurrection, I saw a couple of so-called African Americans. They came from Africa alike, them dudes that's up there with Trump. They ain't come from Africa. They looked more like the Indians. I'm Indian, too. I'm American Indian. I'm African. I'm a lot of things. So there's no really distinguishing who we are as a people unless we together. And until we get together, we're going to keep having a schism like that. And I think all people, I was reading to my grandbabies this morning about the beginning. Read it for yourself, Genesis. God made Adam and Eve. And from there came all people. You can say it was the incest. I was telling them that. But that ain't how that's supposed to be. If everybody came from what he was teaching about seed. The seed is where we all come from. We all come from the same seed of his kind, man and woman. Where did black come from? Where did white come from? Or the nationality come from? Or the titles come from? All that come from man, that's man-made. And that's what our problem is. We stuck on man.
We're looking at very valid. Let's consider this. Consider this. What you say is very valid. But the state that we're in right now, in this current state that we're in, you know, there has been, we didn't make the rules, right? Did you make the rules that caused redlining?
No,
you didn't cause that, nor did I, right? But the system and the people of that system who determined to create that setup are still here and still continue the bad policy. With regard to the bad policy, we have got to do things that counter that. We've got to do for ourselves. I hear my brother David Devine, he calls in all the time. He says the same thing. Well, you know, we got to do for self. excuse me, because what is happening is they do things to us because they feel that they can. When I say they, I mean the white power structure. I mean racist groups that exist. We're talking about businesses. We're talking about local government, individuals in local government, state government, and federal government. They exist. They're there. They're not there. They have done this. And they've come together and they've created policies that are over time, and continue to make policies that make you feel good for one moment and then turn around with the other hand and create preemption, like what DeTullio and I have been talking about. Preemption that they put into action that still keep us in situations that no matter what we do or how we fight on the government level, on the political level, we have to do for ourselves internally.
That's right. That reminds me of two things, brother. While that gentleman was saying that you bring down the community, it's just what you said, and that's the new construct, that they came in there and created a rosewood and destroyed the people on a lie. It wasn't because no brother was taking over and abusing no community. It was on a lie. And they ran a whole community out of their community and took it and killed all the people in there, mostly, they said. Then the movie said it. But you had one person say, I'll get up and I'll fight them back and I'll do this. And that's what you got in our communities. And that's what we need to have inside of a system that won't let people out on bail and jail. You know, that's from Babylonian time right there, brother. That's not no modern concept. That's Babylonian. You don't even get a hearing before an emperor until he get ready to step out the shower and see somebody.
Babylonian or not, here's the thing. The bottom line is, it is still happening. It is still happening. And we've got to be able to identify it and eliminate that as a thorn that is in our side, that has been consistently in our side because of the way that we are viewed. When we talk about these issues of what they feel that they can do to our communities, they feel they can do it to our communities because, and it's been said several times, many, many times, I've read it a billion times, everybody knows this. I was reading about Wedgwood in Pensacola, and one of the things that was stated in those articles regarding Wedgwood was, well, why do they keep doing this to us? Why do they keep putting these landfills around us? Why do they keep poisoning us? Why do they keep killing us? And the reason they can do it, it felt, is because why? They're poor, and they aren't going to do anything about it.
That's right.
They're
economical.
Poor.
It's economical.
Exactly. They're not going to do anything about it.
Well, along with that, I had some other information. I'll leave this real quick, Walt, along those lines.
Sure,
it's economical.
Sure.
They got a new law with the homeowners insurance for those people who own homes where you have to replace your roof before they insure you. And they say if you don't have a new roof, even if it's 30 years, if it's been, like, say, 15 years, and they deem you need a new roof, you don't put it on, they're taking your property. And that's going to affect a lot of poor people. So that's one of the new rulings they got coming down. That people, like we're saying, information is power, is knowledge. So we need to have all the information on the table that we can use to help each other. And not so much disinformation or devious information, you know.
Do you know what the ruling is called?
Did I know what the ruling is called?
Yes.
My neighbor told me because he was tearing his roof off, and he was doing a good job. And he said, no, I'm not doing that because I have to. They say if I don't fix it, they're not going to insure the house. And then if you're paying mortgage, the mortgage company just take the house like that.
Okay. That's something that people need to know about, Ryan. Next week, if you will, please bring that information back to us, okay, to the forum.
Okay. Just a little insight before they start targeting people with that garbage.
We so appreciate it, brother.
All right, y'all have a blessed day, man. I appreciate it.
All right, you
more.
Too, brother. You too.
All right, bye.
Julio?
Yeah, what's going on, Walter?
You know, that's what he brought up is a good example with regard to this whole thing something as simple as your house.
Yep.
You know, you've got to bring that back next week so we'll know what that is and we can share that with the forum. But something as simple as your house, you can take from your house with some loophole, take your house away from you with a loophole regarding your roof.
Right.
Whatever that
you
is,
know that.
I want to hear what that is. So we're going to wait to hear what that fact is next week when Ron calls in next week. So I want to hear that. I definitely want to hear that. But the question is, folks, who do you think we are? Who do you think we are? You know, we're not just going to sit back and just let these things happen to us. And there are policies that are in place and games that are being played. There are games that are being played. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, Julio, because we got political parties that just aren't showing up places where they should be showing up.
Yep.
Walter, we have. Sorry, we have two other callers, and then
wrap it up.
We go off at here in a minute.
Oh wow, we are here at 12 p.m. We're gonna have to wrap it up. We've got to wrap it up, folks. Listen, This is important information. Next week.
WMNF Tampa.
Next week when you call in, folks, on WMNF 88.5 Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete, here on the Sunday Forum. We appreciate you calling us here and taking part in the Sunday Forum, folks, with your questions and your calls. Please